music here. So I'd like you just to put your pencils down and just to relax for a moment. And we're going to ask Jesus to bring up a window of opportunity, an event in your life that overwhelmed you, that shocked you, that terrorized you. Maybe it was a betrayal by someone you loved and you thought cared about you. Or maybe it was a shaming, a deep shaming, and it just overwhelmed who you were. So Jesus, I just ask you now to bring up, to reopen that window of opportunity, that place where we experienced that event, that trauma. And I just invite you just to take a look at it. Think about all that happened. Recall what you felt. Recall what you saw. Sometimes we see a picture, there's some kind of a picture that we see. In the trauma series, Sandra says something chemically happens in the brain, and I can still see when the trade towers went down, the people that were jumping out of the building, they used to have this flash, and she said it gets seared into our brain chemically, and that's why that visual stays there. What did you see that you can't seem to forget? Holy Spirit, help us to remember what we felt like. Where in your body do you feel the shock? Where do you feel tightness, a sinking feeling, some kind of physical thing? Where do you feel, still feel something? And fight the thought to minimize this. You did have an event, take it seriously. So don't let your mind minimize this. Just let the Holy Spirit take you through this. Jesus is there with you and he's helping you to see this. He's not gonna abandon you here. He wants to lift this pain and trauma off. So you're not alone here, but just take what you're seeing, take it in, take a look at it. If you were one-on-one, we'd have you talk about it. We aren't able to do that right now, but just talk to Jesus about it. Talk to him about what happened to you. Now, there isn't an order to this, but I'd like you to just to take a look at that scene and see if you're mad at anyone or any object, any animal, a machine. Are you mad at anything? It's okay that you are mad. You have a right to be mad, to be angry. It's an okay emotion. But if you're able, if you can forgive the one who overwhelmed you, forgive the animal, the dog, forgive the machine, forgive the person, forgive God for making the dog, just offer forgiveness to whoever overwhelmed you or whatever overwhelmed you. Forgive God for not stopping it from happening. Forgive a parent for not stopping it, protecting you. Forgive yourself, blaming yourself for letting this happen. It's a type of shame. Forgive yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Forgive yourself. Now for lifting trauma off, praying for the shock to lift and all of that, touch is huge. And if you were with Pat and I, we would get on either side of you and lay our hands upon you. We're not going to be able to do that here. I'm just going to ask Jesus to lay his hand upon you, his hand of comfort, concern. And then we pray prayers of healing. Trauma prayer is not fast. There can be pauses, but you just keep lifting up, praying for whatever you sense you should pray for. I'm going to pray for a lot of different things right now. I pray for the cells in your body that still carry the memory of this event. The cells in your gut, your stomach, on your skin, on your head, your face that might have been hit, your heart, your bones. I speak to these cells now that remember. And I release peace into these cells and say, be still. Be at peace in Jesus' name. And Jesus, I ask that you would cleanse the ear gate, the ear that heard the sound. That started the fear, the terror. Jesus, I ask that you would place your hands upon their ears and heal the ear I ask Jesus to heal the eye gate, the eyes that saw and still remember. Let your healing flow into their eyes right now. What they smelled, I ask you, Jesus, to heal the smelling gate, the nose. Their physical skin that still remembers. Jesus, heal that gate. Jesus, heal these cells that still remember. We can't change history, but Jesus, I ask that you would heal these cells that still tremble, that are singing out of tune, that are singing worried songs. And I ask you, Jesus, to sing a new song over those cells and bring them into harmony with you. Let these cells vibrate to a new tune. And then I ask the Father to lift this trauma off of you. So I'm just going to pray that prayer. Father, I ask you to send angels down upon our right, upon our left, and carry away, lift off this trauma. Lift off the terror. Lift off the shame. Lift off this shock, this feeling of betrayal and abandonment. Father, lift all these traumas off and place them all upon Jesus. And Jesus, I just ask that you would reach in and to heal the heart and all the physical parts of our bodies that have stored this trauma. And I ask you, Jesus, to restore them to good order, to good health. And Jesus, if this trauma came from a person and their anger, rage, or lust is stuck on us, transferred from them, I ask now that you would lift that negative transference off. Lift their anger, rage, lust off of us, off of our heart. I lift that burden away from you, and I put it on Jesus' shoulders. I lift off of you how they defined you. The identity they gave you. Their definition of you, I lift that off. And I place it all, Jesus, on your shoulders. And because over time, demons of trauma, shame, terror attach themselves to these traumas, especially because of unforgiveness, but also through transference. I just want to take authority and send these away from you now. So I take authority over the spirit of trauma, the spirit of shame, the spirit of terror and shock. And I send you away from all of these people now. I order you to leave and to leave the property, and you may not ever return. I forbid you to ever return in the name of Jesus Christ. I would like you, if you're not next to someone, if you could just slide over next to someone and just touch their shoulder. Because touch has so much healing, I just would like you just to sit next to one and just make sure you're being touched too. So if you need to sit down next to someone so you can be touched, they're touching you both ways. And let the power of the Spirit within you lift away the pain. Let the Spirit within you bring about the healing and to remove all this trauma. And Jesus, those things that were seared in our memory, let your paintbrush paint peace over them, protection, security, comfort, safety. And I just speak to the chemicals in your brain that hold on to terrorizing pictures. And I speak to you peace. And I ask you, Jesus, to reorder the chemicals in our brain to see these things in a new way. With your love and security flowing through us. Bring us back to peace, Jesus. Let our heart totally forgive. Let our heart release the one that we blame. And let our hearts be held by you, Jesus, to restore us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.